I suspect he may not be at Old Trafford. That could be wishful thinking on the behalf of league people, on the basis of the fact that I would think that the England Rugby Union squad will still be kept together for this final, admittedly dead rubber that they've got to play. And even though he hasn't been selected in the team, he will still be part of that squad. But yes, it's really interesting. Is there a grain of truth in this? Possibly. It sort of surfaced at the weekend where one of the major betting companies decided that people from nowhere were starting to put money on Sam Burgess, not only returning to rugby league, but actually Leeds were mentioned. Now that's interesting when bookies start looking at odds and then stop taking bets for a little while. They've restarted again today, I gather, because that's information that normally is quite privy. And once a bookie gets hold of it and stops the market, there's normally something in that rather than just wishful thinking. You then start looking at, well, what's in it for Sam Burgess? You know, if he's going to stay in rugby union, the chances are, you know, he's going to be there for another 4 years if he wants to play again in the World Cup. He was talking about playing on the biggest stages in front of the big crowds and getting that kind of atmosphere that we're going to see at Old Trafford on Saturday night. Is he going to hang around for another 4 years? Would the Six Nations be enough? Has he taken so much flack merely for trying his hand at a new sport that actually, you know, his interest in still playing it is not quite what it was when he signed up? So you look at it from Sam's point of view and you say, well, you know, maybe he's tried rugby union and it hasn't worked for the team as a whole. He's a bit of a scapegoat. He wants to get out. That's entirely possible, you would think. Then he looks at the international calendar and says, well, you know, where am I going to get this taste of worldwide rugby in the next couple of years? Well, actually, it would be to go back to rugby league, because the next Rugby League World Cup is in 2017. There's a Four Nations tournament in autumn next year against Australia, New Zealand and Scotland. So you're pitching yourself in at the top level in preparation for that World Cup the year later. Would he come back to rugby league for that point of view? And you think, well, actually, you know, there's sometimes now more of an incentive to stick with a 13-man game. And then you look at, if he did come back, where would he play? Well, he could go back to Australia, but he's seen it and done it. Would he go to any other club other than South Sydney and his relationship with Russell Crowe? Probably not. He's one of these players that you couldn't see him playing against that team. But when he left, there was some talk that there had been a bit of a rift between him and Michael Maguire, the coach. So maybe he doesn't want to rush back to the other side of the world. So he wants to play rugby league. He wants to play rugby league in this country. Who would he play for, logically? Yes, Dr. Kukash may well say, I want him to play for my Salford Red Devils, but does he really want to play for a club that this year just hung on to its Super League status, has maybe 2,000-3,000 people watching them? No, he'd want to play for one of the big teams, wouldn't he? Well, that's Wigan, St Helens, Leeds. There's a lot of connections already with the Burgesses at Leeds. Luke, of course, his elder brother, has played there. Funnily enough, was at Headingley on Friday night. 2 and 2 make 5 all of a sudden. The Burgesses, as juniors, before they signed on for Bradford, had strong links with the Leeds club. And his mum, Julie, is often, when she's in this country, seen at Headingley. So of the three choices, Wigan have said they've got no money to spend. They've bought Sam Tompkins. St Helens have done all their recruitment for next year. Leeds are losing 3 top-line players and big wage earners. They're going to have a hole in their salary cap next year. So all of a sudden, the one candidate that emerges suddenly is Leeds. And that's, I guess, how the speculation starts. But then you look at it from the Leeds club point of view. How do you replace the irreplaceable? How do you galvanise this core of fans that you've got who sold out their ticket allocation for the grand final within 2 days? How do you tempt them to come back next year, especially after such a fantastic year that's already bought 2 of the 3 pieces of silverware? Who do you put in the number 13 jersey that could replace Kevin Sinfield? Not replace like for like, but could give that same wow factor. And suddenly you come up with 2 words, Sam Burgess.
And of course, looking at the criticism that Sam Burgess has received during this World Cup, I know a lot of rugby league journalists, I know you've put this as well, it does feel like a case that Sam Burgess might be more willing to return home. And obviously the Leeds Rhinos replacing Kevin Sinfield is going to be a very tough ask. But Sam Burgess, it does have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
It sort of fits. You can make it fit. But I think the key to this is there's probably 2 things. One is, what sort of contract is he on at Bath? What would they want to release him from it, and would Leeds be prepared to pay that? That's one thing. Is part of his contract with rugby union also played by are paid by England, would they be prepared to either lose their investment or would they want some kind of a compensation? But the determining factor above money, and I'm absolutely convinced that Sam Burgess didn't move to rugby union for money, he came for a different challenge. Does he enjoy playing the game? Now, only he can answer that. I suspect that the problem for Sam has been that he hasn't had a fixed position in rugby union. When he came to start with, people didn't know whether he was going to play in the back row, whether he was going to be a flanker, or when he was going to be in the centre. And he's sort of fallen between those stools. But once you get picked for the World Cup, you know, that expectation goes up a level. Once you look at the history between the two sports and fundamentalists on both sides, one, you know, perhaps willing him to fail in a way, that he's the obvious scapegoat, then does he really need that? Does he want that? Would he not be better going to an environment where he's truly appreciated for his skills and talents? Well, I suspect that everybody in rugby league, whoever they support, would welcome him back with open arms because he is a genuine world superstar.